I mean, I just am so honored to be on the end of her lead. Her type for our breed and her details are so exquisite. And yet she's so level-headed, and she loves to do this.
Oh, she just has a super attitude, you know. I mean, she loves the show, and she's, you know, has a real vivaciousness for life, so to speak.
I'm a dog person, and I raise dogs, and I go to dog shows, and, you know, you try to show your stock and do a good job with them, and hopefully the judges will like them. It just keeps you going. Each generation is, you know, a new adventure.
The 141st Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is over. It's a tradition to our show, and of course, it brings to us each year.
Sarah Montague, co-host of the podcast Dog Story, and happily the resident takeaway dog correspondent.
Great to have you here. You're up all night, of course.
Up all night.
Yeah. 2,700 dogs strutted their stuff, showing off their agility, obedience, knocking out the competition. And, of course, the show culminated with the climatic judges' pick for Best in Show.
The Best in Show at the 141st Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, the German Shepherd Dog.
Rumor wins Best in Show.
Rumor has it.
Well, it was certainly a tough choice. I mean, when you get dogs like this, you truthfully can point in 1 in 7 directions and still be right. But I thought the Shepherd Bush was just beautiful. You know, and the Shepherd Standard talks about quality and nobility, and that kept ringing in my head. And I looked at her and I thought, there it is.
That was our Best in Show judge, Thomas H. Bradley III, talking about his pick of Rumor, the German Shepherd dog, a really lovely way of describing her particular qualities, of course.
How true is private rent-ten-ten, they are the Arby's pride and joy.
America has had a romance with the German Shepherd dog since Rin Tin Tin came back from World War I. Rumor was heavily picked to win last year and didn't, so I think there was an enormous kind of wave of excitement for her this year when she did in fact make it.
Now, I associate, you know, the Westminster Dog Show with all the frilly kinds of unusual breeds, but German Shepherd, all right.
You couldn't have given me a better lead-in, because one of my favorite overheard remarks of the evening was, I was standing waiting to get onto the floor, and I heard one security guard say to another, "Now there's an everyday dog." It's one of the nice things about them. They are, of course, they're herding dogs. They are traditionally designed to help you keep your flocks in order, but they're tremendous family dogs. And you could, the thing about her that you could really see is her incredible sweetness of expression on this extremely powerful all-purpose body.
Who was the runner-up? Or who was the competition?
The runner-up was the reserve champion this year was a Irish setter, beautiful Irish setter. And then, of course, there are 5 other dogs. By the time you get to this stage in the competition, you have 7 group winners, each of whom is an excellent example of its particular type. I was particularly excited by 2 kind of demographic moments here. The winner of the hound group was the Norwegian elk hound, whose breeder and handler is 81 years old.
She doesn't miss a trick, and sometimes she'll take you out in the process. You can be coming along, and all of a sudden she'll see a bench, sail up on top of it and look out over and say, "I spot a seal out there."
You couldn't see a spryer, happier woman than she was. And the handler for the miniature poodle, also bred and owned by him, was 28. So there's this great spectrum at the garden.
I would be surprised that the Irish setter would have done so well as runner-up, you say?
Yes, what's called the reserve champion now.
Because the breed has had so many problems, and it's so difficult to actually get an Irish setter that isn't, you know, a bit of a basket case.
The nice thing about the garden, about the whole focus of this show, is that responsible breeders are enormously concerned about this, and almost all breed clubs have research programs for any particular fragilities in their breeds. And it does mean, as they tell us constantly at the garden, that you're looking at the best examples of these dogs by people who are responsible and care about them deeply. One of the other things that really strikes me about this, of course, and this is a good example, is we're having a difficult time with diversity at the moment.
You know, we seem as people to have
a difficult time embracing our differences, and yet the dog show is the most perfect example of this. They come spotted and hairless and hairy and small and large, and we love this. We love the fact that they are all so different. Why can't we do this for ourselves?
Dogs are different. Are the breeders all driving around in, you know, Escalades and BMWs?
Absolutely not. In fact, one of the nice things about this particular show this year is that four of the seven finalists were what is known as breeder owner handlers. They bred their own dogs. They take their own dogs around. They are workaday people. Yes, it certainly requires some money to do this, but it's not a question of, you know, the Bentleys versus the tractors by any means.
Everyday Dogs, Everyday Dog Breeders, and a great show this year for the 141st. Sarah, it's always great to talk to you.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Lessons from Westminster from Sarah Montague, takeaway resident dog show correspondent.